It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Changing your life one story at a time. This is the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast with Editor-in-Chief Amy Newmark.
Hey, it's Amy Newmark with your Chicken Soup for the Soul. And for the next few weeks, we're going to be talking about cats. We have a fabulous new book out, which is called Chicken Soup for the Soul, Me and My Cat. It's all about the magic of sharing life with a cat, because after all, they keep us company. They provide us so much unconditional love. They share in the ups and downs of our lives, and they definitely make every day an adventure. And they can also make us believe in miracles, which is what I need right now because my voice is so hoarse and I apologize that I sound this way. Anyway, today we're going to talk about miracles for cats, not miracles for me that will make my voice sound better. So in our first story today, Angela Rollman tells us that she was only 9 years old and one of the worst things that can happen to a nine-year-old was happening to her. Her mother had just basically told her that she was a murderer. Well, actually, she had told Angela that they couldn't afford to pay the vet to take care of their cat, Tigger. Tigger was very ill with a bladder infection and needed an expensive operation that the vet said might not work anyway. So Angela's mom, the murderer, had reluctantly told the vet to put the cat to sleep. Angela just couldn't believe it. She hadn't even had the chance to say goodbye to Tigger. And it was right before Christmas, which made it feel even worse. She says, "Tigger had come into my life at a time when I really needed a friend. It was shortly after my dad had moved out for good. I was the only kid in my class whose parents weren't together, so there was no one I could talk to who would really understand what I was going through. I had a hard time making friends as it was since I was painfully shy, and moving once a year didn't help. Being overweight also didn't help. My mother saw how much I was struggling, but she didn't know how to make it better. She did, however, know how to cheer me up, and that was when we got Tigger." So the little girl and the cat had bonded instantly. He followed her everywhere, and he slept at her feet every night. He licked away her tears when she confided in him about missing her father or being bullied at school. Well, when Tigger disappeared for a few days, Angela knew something was very wrong because he would never leave her. She found him eventually hiding in the basement ceiling with his abdomen swollen. He was obviously in pain. And that's when her mother took him to the vet and got the bad news. A few weeks after they lost Tigger, Angela got a phone call from the vet. She wondered, why would he be calling her? "Hello, Angie," a deep voice greeted her. I wanted you to be the first to hear what I have to say. Your mom told me that Tigger was very special to you. So, in the spirit of Christmas, I gave Tigger the operation for free." The vet had wanted to make sure the cat was going to recover before he let the family know. But now he was fully recovered and ready to be picked up. Angela says, "Thanks to that wonderful man, I got to spend 12 more years with Tigger by my side. And I got to learn at an early age that the true spirit of Christmas has nothing to do with spending money or getting gifts. It's about giving to others from the kindness of your heart with no expectation of getting anything in return. And I learned that sometimes, just sometimes, angels come disguised as veterinarians who make Christmas miracles happen and little girls' wishes come true."
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, "must not take yourself too seriously," and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, That's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Barbara Alpert experienced another miracle with a cat. Actually, two cats, feral ones that lived in their neighborhood at their new Florida home. By accident, Barbara and her husband became their caretakers, providing them with food and water every day. As the cats became more comfortable with them, they really did turn into their cats. They still lived outside, but now they were part of the family, and their humans even managed to catch them and get them spayed and neutered. Barbara says, "A few years later, another cat showed up at our door. We didn't know where he came from. We never saw him roaming in the neighborhood. I felt sad for him. He looked tired and hungry with his big, puffy-looking face and scrawny body. We fed him with the other two, and soon they became a pack of three. Now, that third cat remained feral. He wouldn't show up for days at a time, while the other two cats never left the property anymore. And then one morning, cat number three appeared with an open wound on his neck. There wasn't anything Barbara could do about it, as this cat wouldn't let himself get caught and taken to the vet. But then, 2 days later, cat number three appeared again, and his open wound had miraculously healed. Barbara couldn't believe her eyes. Then the cat disappeared again for a while until one day he reappeared, this time with a limp. He couldn't put any weight on the injured leg. Again, all they could do was provide him with food and water as he was not catchable. Cat number three disappeared again for a few days and then returned, this time without the limp. It was another miracle of quick healing. Then, one morning, Barbara's husband reported that cat number three was in the backyard waiting for food. But Barbara was with cat number three at the front door. And that was it, the explanation for those miraculous healings. Two identical feral cats. I'm Amy Newmark. Thanks for listening today. If you want to learn more about our new books and everything else going on at Chicken Soup for the Soul, join the more than 2 million people who follow us on Facebook, Instagram, or X, or visit our website at chickensoup.com. If you'd like to learn more about Chicken Soup for the Soul, Me and My Cat, you can look at it on our website. And if you want to get your own copy, you will find the book at Walmart, Kroger, Fred Meyer, Meyer, Barnes & Noble, Amazon, and other book retailers. And please come back for our next episode with two more stories from Chicken Soup for the Soul, Mothers and Daughters. I'm going to share a couple of stories about mothers getting very creative at Christmas time.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.